U.S. President Barack Obama has once again blamed the Republicans for the government shutdown. Obama says he doesn't expect Congress to breach the deadline to increase the borrowing limit. The government is expected to hit its $16.7 trillion debt ceiling in mid-October. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is ready to give Washington an opportunity to prove its goodwill toward the Iranian nation. Mohammad Javad Zarif added that the U.S. must understand that pressure and sanctions are not effective when it comes to the Iranian people. Egypt is bracing for rival demonstrations called by supporters and opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Interior Ministry warns it will confront any violence at the demonstrations at the iconic Tahrir Square. The rival demos are being held on the 40th anniversary of the beginning of the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. Migrant workers have held a demonstration in Paris to demand the normalization of their status. They want documents to be issued for all migrant workers who have lived in France for a certain period. The French Parliament will put an immigration bill to the vote in the coming months. Afghans hold a funeral ceremony for five people, including children killed in a NATO airstrike in the eastern province of Nangarhar. During the ceremony, people shouted slogans against the U.S. and Afghan governments. The assassination drone attacks have intensified anti-U.S. sentiments in the war-torn country. U.S. forces have reportedly captured a Libyan al-Qaeda leader wanted for his role in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in East Africa. Reports say Nazih Abdul Hamid al-Rohai, known by his alias Anas al-Libi, has been kidnapped by U.S. commandos near the northwestern Libyan city of Tripoli. And the Kenyan military has confirmed the identities of four fighters implicated in an attack on Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall last month. A newly released video shows all four casually strolling through the building during the siege. The authorities had initially estimated that 10 to 15 gunmen had attacked the mall. And scores have been killed in bombings across Iraq. In the deadliest incident, a bomb targeted Shia religious tourists in Baghdad, killing about 50 people. Iraq is in the midst of the country's deadliest surge in violence in 5 years.